Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of the Living God from God's living book, God's precious Bible. And so trust that you're making plans now to be in the house of God today. And don't forget to be in Sunday school this morning, in church, worship service throughout the day, and put your family in the house of God this morning and enjoy the blessings that God has got. We invite you to come and visit with us here, at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. We're just a member here. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and we invite you to come, and you'll enjoy the preaching of the Word of God today. And so Sunday school begins at 10, worship service 10:50, and then back at 5 tonight, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And so you come and be with us throughout the week, and I believe you'll enjoy something from the Word of God today. Good Bible preaching, singing, spiritual singing, hymn, song, spiritual songs, and that's what it's all about today. So we appreciate each one that's listening. Want to send it out to those that are shut in. Hope that it'll be a blessing and a help to your heart today, and be an uplift to you, that you might find something today from the Word of God that would be a blessing to you this morning. So you come and be with us throughout the day, and we'd enjoy seeing you in the house of God this morning. Pray for the sick and the suffering. I believe God would comfort them and help them today, and as they look to the Lord for strength and for help. And then if you're not a Christian and you're a special one to us today, want to see you come to the Savior and find peace that only God can give you. And God can redeem your soul if you'll just let Him this morning. So it's good to be here. I want to pray for your needs this morning. Pray that God would just touch and bless and lead the service today. Father, as we bow in your presence, thank you for this opportunity that we have this morning to approach the throne of grace with boldness through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for his redeeming grace, for his great love that he loved us with, and for saving us by his precious blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. Thank you for that. I pray you'd bless every need now in radio land. Every heart needs help this morning. Help them to look to you for strength and for touch and for deliverance and for help in the time of need. I pray you'd help them this morning. Comfort the bereaved. And then, Lord, touch those that need help this morning that's lost without you. I pray you'd convict the sinner. Bring them to the saving knowledge of the Savior this morning. Have your will and way, and we'll honor you and praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some singing now.
Love me.
Amen. I tell you, it's wonderful what the Lord's done for us and to us, and how only God could do it. And the best thing to ever happen to us is when Jesus saved our wretched soul, reached down, picked us up out of the miry clay, and put our feet on solid rock. Thank God for that. All right, we're going to take our Bibles this morning and try to bring to you some thoughts that's on our heart today for just a few minutes. A very familiar passage of Scripture over in John chapter 1, and verse 11. The Bible simply said this: He came into His own. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I want to concentrate on the first two words in that verse this morning: He came. He came. There's no doubt in my mind, in my heart today, that Jesus came. There's a lot of folks don't know that. They don't believe that. They never settled that in their heart, that Jesus really came the first time. But He did. He came exactly like God said that He would. That was prophesied that He would come. And Jesus came exactly like that. And so He come to a world that rejected Him. He came into His own. The Bible said His own received Him not. Well, who is that? The Jew. He was a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. And He came into His own. His own received Him not. And they refused Him. We're going to look at a little bit of that today. Jesus spent a lot of His earthly ministry, the first part of His ministry, trying to convince folks that He was the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the Son of God that came into this world to redeem men from their sins. He tried to convince them of that. He tried and portrayed to them the power of God, showed them what God could do. And He spent that time in this world, many months and years, trying to convince them that He was the Son of God, and then recorded it in the Word of God, as we find today. In John chapter 6, we find that He came into His own, and His own received Him not. And He's preaching. Much of His earthly ministry was preaching to His own people. The Jew, He was trying to tell them who He was, trying to convince them by His miracles and by the things that He did, the preaching that He did, that He was the Son of God. He told them plainly that I came from My Father. I and My Father are one. He tried to tell them. They refused that. They refused it. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. He didn't say how many works they had or what they did or how much money they had. Them that believe on His name. Believe. If thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And that's what Paul told the Philippian jailer. jailer when he come running into him under conviction, trembling and afraid that he's going to die. And so what must I do to be saved? Well, Jesus had made himself known, and Paul found that out. If there's anybody that refused God, it was the Apostle Paul. He was raging. He was mad, and putting folks in jail and having them stoned to death, standing by and watching the thing that was taking place. But the Lord Jesus came on the scene and presented himself to the Apostle Paul, and he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I'm the Christ." Well, he got saved by the grace of God. So he spent much of his earthly ministry trying to tell them who he was. His claims are revealed by his power. What Jesus did in this life when he walked here upon this earth, he went at what he did here with revealing to them, to this world, who that he was. How did he do that? The power of God was upon him. You couldn't deny that. And you read about the life of the Son of God, the historians of that day tells about what Jesus did, the miracles. The Word of God records the miracles that Jesus did. Only God could do that. Even the Jew said, even the Pharisees said, that no man can do these miracles except God be with him. That's what Caiaphas said. Well, what are you saying this morning? I'm saying he presented himself. And so he presented himself publicly, that he was the Son of God. He performed miracles publicly and showing the world that he was the Lord Jesus Christ. And thousands gathered on the hillside. And there when Jesus was teaching and preaching the Word of God, thousands gathered there. Darkness was beginning to come. There was nothing to eat. And Jesus broke the bread of a lad's lunch and fed the thousands there on the hillside. They saw that. They put their eyes upon the evidence that only God could do that. And Brother Jesus fed those publicly. He told them who that he was. He performed the miracles, and by that showing the world who that he was. Well, only God could do that. Amen. And then privately, of course, the disciples sailing there on the Sea of Galilee, they were going to the other side. Jesus came along walking on the water. The waves and the wind and the sea. He was walking on the water. So privately, he was telling them who that he was. And Jesus recognized him. Peter recognized him and asked him to come to him. And Peter walked on the water till he took his eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what are you saying? I'm saying, Brother Jesus showed them publicly. He showed them privately that he was the Son of God. Some of you out there today act like you don't even know who he is. You won't go to church. You don't want to get saved. You don't want to live for God. And if you are saved, some of you are rebellious against God, and you don't think there's no place good enough to go to church and all these things. You don't like God's men. Something wrong with you, friend. I tell you, Jesus publicly showed who that he was. And everywhere that he went, he was doing things that was right. Amen. So the crowds came. They began to gather around him over in John chapter 6. They began to gather around where he was, and the crowd saw the miracles that he was doing. There was no denying who that he was, and so they sought him out there in John chapter 6, and verses 1 through 4, the Bible said, and after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And listen, they came and they saw who that he was, and because they saw the miracles, I tell you, they followed him. Many followed him just because of the miracles. But I tell you, the nucleus of that crowd, there were some folks that believed genuinely who that he was. Peter even himself told that when Jesus said, "Peter, who do you say that I am?" He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. Multitudes did not believe. Some of you out there today, you haven't put your trust in Jesus, and you haven't been saved by the grace of God, and you refuse to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, listen, you're going to miss the best thing you could ever have. Jesus came into his own. They received him not, but them that received him, that's you, my friend, you can put your name there. You can put your name and your address there. Unto them that receive him, believe on him, repent of your sins, ask him to come into your heart and to save you before it's too late. Oh, yes, sir. The crowds came because they saw the miracles. They come just to see something. But I'm telling you, you got to believe, amen, and believe. And so we find they came because of his miracles. And then they came because of his preaching. Whatever was a preacher walked the face of this earth, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 22 of John chapter 6, the Bible said the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw there's none other boats there, say that one where the disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with the disciples in the boat, the disciples were going away. And so they set sail. But listen, he came to his own. His preaching, the crowds came. He preached all day long, and all the way through verses 40, if you'll read that in John chapter 6, I tell you, the Bible said Jesus began to tell them who that he was. Amen. Jesus said to them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. And the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth a life unto the world." And they said unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." My friend, God puts the bread of life into our hearts, and the Son of Righteousness, my friend, his light puts within us. And Jesus came to tell the world that he would save them from their sins. So the great crowd, they sought him out there in John chapter 6, and the great crowd stirred him. Oh, he was stirred by the crowds. Amen. And the Bible said when Jesus then lifted up his eyes in verse 5 and saw the great company coming to him, he said to Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? He was stirred by the crowd. He had compassion upon them. He knew they were hungry. He knew there was a need of spiritual things in their life. And so thereby he was showing who that he was by the miracles that he did. And he had compassion upon them. He stirred him. His heart was stirred. Listen, Jesus is stirred today for those that will not believe on him. He still got the same compassion that he had in those days. He's still the same Savior with the feelings that he had in those days when he lifted up his hands and looked toward Jerusalem and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets, how often they gathered you together as the hen doth her chicks, but you would not. You would not listen to me. You would not receive me. You would not believe on me, even though you saw the miracles." And my friend, the crowds that came, but his preaching was great. He preached all day long. And the Bible said in Luke chapter 9, of this same account, had the day began to wear away. He was constantly preaching and teaching of the Word of God. The day began to wear away. Mark chapter 6 said, the day was far spent. Amen. And Matthew chapter 14 said, when it was evening, he preached all day. Great preaching from the God's man, God's precious Savior, that came to this. Listen, there, Jesus preached, and he also taught the Word of God. Now, there's a difference, my friend, in teaching and preaching. We get into society today in our church world where it's just all teaching. They don't deal, and there's no confrontation. There's no challenge. There's no preaching of the Word of God. Just teaching and all tickling the ears. People want to feel good. Make me feel good when I come to church. You don't go to church to feel good. You go to church to get saved. By the grace of God, you go to church to get fed. If you're a child of God, I'm telling you, listen, my friend, by his preaching, he made himself known. Jesus revealed himself by the preaching of the Word of God. So listen, And so all the way through the scriptures, his miracles were, listen, what Jesus did, his miracles was performed for everyone else. He never performed a miracle for himself. No, sorry, have he performed miracles for everybody else. Jesus could have called 10,000 angels and delivered him from the cross, but he didn't do that. The miracle was the sacrifice that Jesus made. And there's a miracle of Jesus' preaching and the miracle of his claims. The crowds came because they wanted to hear. And so he began to test the disciples. Had the thrill of hearing him and the thrill of seeing him and seeing what he did, the miracles that he performed. How the crowds came because there was a spiritual need in their lives that day. And so what is it? What are we trying to see today? Well, he came, and Jesus came. And don't you ever forget that. He came the first time. He came the first time. And I'm going to tell you, friend, he's going to come the second time. He came into his own. His own received him. Had many received him, to them give you power. And then he told us, but look for him. Began to look for him. And began to realize he's coming back again. And the proof is in the Bible, is in the Word of God, that Jesus came the first time. He came the first time. And he's going to come the second time. And if they missed him the first time, brother, he's going to come the second time, but he's not coming to be crucified again. He's not coming to do that. He's coming to wind this thing up and to get the church of the living God and carry us out of this world to be with him forever and forever. And wherever he's at, we're going to be. He's going to come back and set himself up here upon this earth. The throne of David is going to hold the Son of God and going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. And my friend put down all rule and authority that comes against him. What he said, he came the first time, he's coming the second time. Listen, the disciples were standing there gazing into heaven, and the angel said, why, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into heaven? This same Jesus that you saw go away is going to come in like manner as you've seen him go. Amen. He's coming again. And John chapter 14 said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. We're not so well told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's coming the second time. Amen. Are you ready to meet him this morning? My friend, are you ready to go out to meet the Lord? Are you ready to when he comes back to get his church? Or will you be left behind? Will you be left behind? One will be taken, one will live. Others be left, and one taken, another left. Two working in the field, one taken, one left. I'm telling you, he's coming. The Bible said the Lord Jesus, the blessed hope of the glorious appeared. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is a very real hope for those that are looking for him. Listen, we're not just hoping that he will come. We're hoping that he knows when he's going to come. And when he's going to come, that's the question. When is he going to come? He's going to come. Praise God. I'm expecting him to come and split the eastern skies and call out his church. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. And we which are alive and remain to the coming, and shall not prevent them which are asleep. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, by the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We're going to leave here one of these days. Oh, yes, my friend. And so what Jesus was doing here, brother, he was establishing his priesthood and his kingship. He was establishing himself as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, as the Savior, Messiah, the one that was sent by God to redeem men from their sins. He came to fulfill the complete will of his Father that he placed upon him. And when Jesus left this life, he said, it is finished. He had finished the work that God gave him to do. And brother, he went back to heaven, expected till his enemies be made his footstool, and going to get his bride to bring her home to be with him to the marriage supper of the Lamb, to the judgment seat of Christ. I'm telling you, it's going to be a wonderful day when Jesus comes again and gets us and carries us home to be with him there forever and forever. Are you saved this morning? He came. He came into his own. He came, my friend. He came the first time. You say, well, I know that he did. Well, do you believe that? Are you living like you believe that? And so he came into his, he came and he's going to come again. You better get things ready, because it's not going to be long till the Lord Jesus come. You say, how do you know? I just tell you, brother, things are shaping up. I don't know when he's coming. I cannot name you the date or the hour. I'm not when he comes, but I'm telling you, this thing's shaping up. Things are falling in place. The man of sin would not be revealed until we're gone. But one of these days, real soon, we're going to go out to be the Lord, and I'm telling you, he's coming again, and you better get ready to meet the Lord, because Jesus is going to come to get those that belong to him. Amen. He's reserved us a home in heaven. He's reserved us for heaven. When God saved me, he saved me forever. I couldn't be lost if I wanted to. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you don't believe the Bible then. He saved me forever. Amen. I've committed him against that day. I know in whom I have believed. I know in whom I believe. And he reserved us for heaven, and heaven for us. And so I know that. I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that I committed unto him against that day. And my salvation is not based upon my ability to keep it. My salvation is based upon God's ability to keep us saved. And Jesus himself said it very plainly. Hadn't lost a one. I hadn't lost a one. And he didn't lose a one. No, sir. Not a true believer has never been lost. Nobody's ever gotten truly saved and gotten lost again. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Well, our time is gone this morning. Thank you for listening. May God bless you, is our prayer.